Listen to one of this year's top true crime podcasts. Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast is out now on all podcast platforms.
In your school system, I'm Scott Gelman.
The Rockville man who was part of a scheme to steal from churches gets his sentence. I'm Megan Cloherty.
Oh, dead guy.
What the bus driver has to say a month after a student was nearly shot on her bus. I'm John Dome, and
7 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It's the third deadliest train crash in India's history. Rescuers trying to pull people from the wreckage after two passenger trains and a stationary freight train derailed. This survivor spoke through an interpreter.
10 to 15 people fell on me when the accident happened, and everything went haywire. I was at the bottom of the pile.
More than 280 people have been killed. Hundreds more are injured. Troubling findings in an investigation into a child's death in Border Patrol custody. Her father is distraught.
They killed my daughter. It was a medical emergency.
The 8-year-old with health conditions died May 17th. The investigation found a nurse practitioner refused repeated requests for an ambulance. President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill into law today and avert a default on the nation's debt. In a speech to the country last night, the president said the bill wasn't perfect, but it could have been worse.
The original House Republican proposal would have cut health care for up to 21 million Americans on Medicaid.
A vigil held last night for a South Carolina teenager killed after being accused of shoplifting.
Down the road from the gas station where 14-year-old Cyrus Carmack Belton was shot in the back, running away, allegedly by the owner who wrongly suspected he was stealing water bottles, a prayer for peace and change was held.
Let's say Cyrus's name so that people don't forget that this was a child that died.
Cyrus's funeral is today, and the gas station owner is charged with his murder.
CBS's Mara Rubin. A judge in Colorado has agreed to delay the first criminal trial in the death of a black man who died at the hands of police. CBS's Jim Crisula has details.
23-year-old Elijah McClain died after being stopped by police, forcibly restrained, and injected with a powerful sedative in a Denver, Colorado suburb nearly 4 years ago. Lawyers for two police officers charged in the case have convinced a judge to delay their July 10th trial over objections of prosecutors.
Five police officers and two paramedics have pleaded not guilty to charges, including manslaughter and criminally negligent reckless homicide. The state of Arizona is imposing limits on new construction in the metropolitan Phoenix area. The reason? Lack of water. More from CBS's Ben Tracy.
Their groundwater is being depleted rapidly, and also the water they get from the Colorado River, their other lifeline. They're seeing cuts to that supply as well because there's been a 23-year-long drought in the West as it gets hotter and drier due to climate change. So all the states in the West are having to take cuts from their Colorado River supply.
And that means not enough water for those who would be moving into large new housing developments. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
7:03 on this Saturday morning, May the 3rd, 70 degrees right now. In Washington, we're going to the lower 80s later today. Good morning. I'm Kyle Cooper. The top local stories we're following for you this hour on WTOP. The timeline to approve the deal to sell the Washington Commanders appears to be moving up. Josh Harris is set to meet with the NFL Finance Committee next week. That committee had expressed some concerns with the deal last month. The Washington Post reporting Harris is giving assurances that he will make the necessary adjustments to get league approval of the more than $6 billion deal. A vote could happen now in a matter of weeks. A source familiar with the sale process tells the Post it's in the 90% plus range now. There's a new superintendent in Loudoun County. The school board has hired Aaron Spence, who's currently the superintendent in Virginia Beach.
Spence has been superintendent in Virginia Beach since 2014 and will now move to Loudoun County after a 6-2 school board vote. He led Virginia Beach at a time it reported its highest graduation rates on record. School board chairman Ian Sorotkin read a statement from Spence Friday night.
I want to thank the board for entrusting me with the responsibility of continuing to build upon the already solid foundation of academic excellence in LCPS.
Spence takes over as fallout continues from two in-school sexual assaults by the same student in 2021. Former Superintendent Scott Ziegler was fired in December. Board member Tiffany Polifko says the current board isn't going to fix the wound in the school system.
I understand that we need to heal and we need to move on, but right now we have a gaping wound in our school system.
Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
A D.C. woman was pepper sprayed at her apartment complex on Friday. She says an assistant property manager is the one who did it.
That's from a video taken by Christine Corbin. She went in to complain about somebody trying to remove announcements about trying to form a tenants association in the building. Corbin speaking with NBC4.
I'm really in shock at what happened.
Corbin and other residents at the building complained that the complex on Columbia Road near Kalorama Park suffered days-long water shutoffs and attempts to fix plumbing issues. UIP Property Management says in a statement that they were sorry to learn about the episode and are cooperating with police. The assistant property manager will face assault charges. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
A Rockville man who worked at a bank is going to prison for 3 years after conspiring to steal nearly $2 million from churches and other religious institutions.
Federal prosecutors say 29-year-old Diape Sek used his job as a customer service representative at a bank to take part in an elaborate fraud scheme with at least eight other people. Using mainly Romanian passports and driver's license information, prosecutors say Psek opened more than 400 bank accounts with fake identities and then distributed access to those accounts to his co-conspirators. A jury trial found Psek and others in the group guilty of fraud, accomplished, prosecutors say, by depositing checks payable to and written from churches and other religious institutions into the accounts and then withdrawing the cash. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
A life-altering moment. The bus driver that was behind the wheel and watched an eighth-grade student nearly get executed on her school bus says she struggles with this still every day.
The first thing that Natalie Brower remembers of that afternoon.
Oh, that gun.
There on the side of a boy who stormed onto her bus, ready to kill that day.
That gun and seeing that gun jam. And thinking that he was sitting in the seat directly behind me, right behind me when they attacked him.
Brower says she's still overcome with anxiety and insomnia.
I'm on sleeping medicine because I can't sleep good at night. And even when I'm on the medicine, I still wake up.
The leadership at ACE Ask Me Local 2250 says more security is needed.
It's something I wouldn't want my worst enemy to go through.
In Upper Marlboro, John Dome in WTOP News.
We've got an update for you on last week's shooting that left three men dead and a fourth man seriously injured in Woodbridge. Prince William County Police have identified the suspected gunman. They're searching for 28-year-old Donald Barahana Quinones. They are offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to his arrest and conviction. The shooting happened on May 26 on Birchdale Avenue. Police say several people were at home for a gathering when some kind of fight occurred between Barahona Quinones. He pulled out a gun and began firing. For all of the WTOP Mystery Newsmaker Contest, listen on Saturday and Sunday mornings during the 8 a.m. hour. We'll play the voice of someone that you've heard in the news this week on WTOP. Be the first caller at 855-885-1035 to correctly identify the Mystery Newsmaker and win a pair of tickets to Broadway in the Park, June 16th, 8 p.m. at Wolf Trap. Join stars Leia Salonga and Megan Hilty for a night of stellar show tunes and memorable performances. Visit WTOP.com, search contest for more information. Coming up after traffic and weather on WTOP, a big Friday rally on Wall Street. We'll check the numbers from the week. It's now 7:08.
Get a Precision AC tune-up for only $59.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Mary DePompa in the WTOP Traffic Center.
All righty. Good morning, Kyle. Thank you. We will start on the Maryland side of things on I-270. We have a couple of issues. We've got slowdowns going through Rockville northbound. In the local lanes, the crash happened just after 28. They're on scene now, emergency response. A single lane should be getting through. At one point, we stay to the right. Can't see this one in camera, but again, a single lane should be getting through. Watch on your slip ramp, follow direction there. Now, northbound 270 in the main lanes, there is bridge work underneath of 28 toward Shady Grove. They are blocking a right lane. That is not costing you extra time. If we continue on the Maryland side, that's it. Nothing on 95 Beltway to Beltway, and then the Eastern Shore, your trip from the Beltway across the bay toward Queenstown and back, no incidents reported. Inside of the Beltway, the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, they found the disabled. It's northbound ramp to 450. Watch for flashing lights. DC 295 heading north after Pennsylvania Avenue, getting by in a single lane. It's a work zone. Across the Potomac in Arlington, we've got the Armed Forces Cycling Classics. Today's challenge ride closing 110 from 66 all the way into Pentagon City, and various roads in Pentagon City will also be closed for the event. Fairfax County has options to get you where you want to go, whether it's ride sharing with three for free in the express lanes, Metrorail, or Fairfax Connector bus service. Visit fairfaxcounty.gov, search commuter services to find what works for you. Mary DePump, the WTOP traffic.
Now to 7 News, First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
Tracking some showers and storms this afternoon. Not everyone's going to see the rain, but if you do, consider yourself lucky because we need the rain, and the rain won't last too long, anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes, then it should be out of your neighborhood. Rain comes to an end by sunset this evening. Highs today around 82, lows tonight back down to 57, and then highs tomorrow even lower, 77 degrees, light winds, and some drier air. More sunshine for your Sunday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
Right now we've got 72 degrees at Tyson's Corner, 69 in Potomac, Maryland, 72 degrees downtown at Lafon Plaza. The forecast brought to you by Long Fence. Save 20% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences. Go to longfence.com today and schedule your free in-home estimate. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour on WTOP. Here's Jeff Claybaugh.
Wall Street ended the week with a bang with the Dow's 700 plus point rally yesterday. That took the Dow's week-long gain to 3%. The S&P 500 gained just over 3% for the week. The NASDAQ up 4.25%. Credit card debt's at a record high, and it's still rising. A report next week will show how much. The Consumer Credit Report details all household debt. Also next week, an update on the trade deficit, wholesale inventories, and a May report on factory orders. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP.
The stolen base pays off after the walk, and the scrappy Nats are back on top.
The Nationals and Mystics ride the same roller coaster to victory. What's next for Maryland in the NCAA baseball tournament? And the latest in the pending Commanders sale. Sports in 10 minutes on WTOP.
It's now 7:12.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that wellness means more than physical health. And as a business leader, you have an enormous amount of influence on the overall well-being of your employees. Happy and cohesive teams increase employee engagement and improve the work experience for everyone. As a result, businesses have lower employee turnover and decreased costs related to recruitment and absenteeism. Learn more about how you can support the total health of your employees at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
The pace of change will never be the same again, and federal agencies must evolve to meet new challenges every day. GDIT's digital accelerators deliver advanced AI, cyber, and cloud solutions that take on today's challenges and are ready for the ones coming tomorrow. Redefine the possible with GDIT's digital accelerators. Learn more at GDIT.com. That's GDIT.com. GDIT.com.
Do you want to make a difference in your community? Volunteer with your local fire department. Operational and non-operational positions are available, and training is provided. Anyone can be a volunteer. You just need the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. When your community needs you, will you be there to answer the call? Learn more about volunteering at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Coming up on WTOP, it's summertime. We all want to relax, but that doesn't mean you can stop keeping track of your money and other scams that are out there. We're going to get into that in just a few minutes here on WTOP. It's 7:14.
Those headaches and stomach aches your child gets may be migraine. 10% of children and 28% of adolescents have migraine disease. Migraine at school can help. Learn more at migraineatschool.org. As a parent, I know how migraine impacts my daughter's ability to learn. Every child deserves the chance to flourish in school. Visit migraineatschool.org. Sponsored by the Coalition for Headache and Migraine Patients.
When you see smoke on the horizon, you turn on WTOP.
Because WTOP is first with the news when seconds count.
Day or night, our reporters are live on the scene when news happens.
We're here in Delray.
Breaking news from Reston.
We're in Hyattsville.
So whether it's a fire or some other breaking story, you'll be up to date.
WTOP News. Everything you need, every time you listen. Everything you need, every time you listen.
WTOP News.
It's 7:15. Summer is a time to relax, of course, but you can't let your guard down. Scams are on the rise, and whether you are staying home or traveling, fraudsters know that summer vacationers are focused on taking a break, and they're trying to cash in on that. Intellicheck CEO Brian Lewis joins us live. Brian, thanks for being with us this morning. We appreciate it.
Happy to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, but I am a little worried about this. Now, tell us, what are the latest scams that are happening out there these days that people really need to be kind of looking out for?
Well, I think first, put it in context. $23 billion in 2022 were lost. 25 million Americans hit. To make it local, Virginia ranks 8th, Maryland 11th, and D.C. alone lost $19 million. And the main thing to look for, deals that look too good to be true.
Are they targeting our area, you think, that much because people have more money around here or higher incomes that are being distributed, or is that have anything to do with it?
It usually does, but it almost doesn't matter anymore, because what they're going to do, they're going to call you, they're going to email you, and they're going to make it sound like a deal's too good to be true, give me your credit card information and I'll book it for you. Or they send you very sophisticated emails that look just like a reputable company. And you click on it and you say, great deal, enter in your information, and now you're a victim of one of these scams.
Yeah, Brian, that's a great point, you know, because sometimes we get these so often, finally we maybe sort of let our guard down and click on one of those can be a major problem. So what are the steps that we can do to avoid these things? I guess, first of all, not opening these things, don't fall victim to these phone scams. What else can we do to protect ourselves?
I would say look at the URL on anything that's emailed to you very carefully, because that's going to let you know whether it's good or bad. Just make sure you check on that. Other things you can do is, especially I think many of us are going to be on the road. Another way they're going to get you is they put skimmers on gas station pumps or debit machines. And just check it before you put your card in, because if you do that, they've now got all your information.
All right. So if we do figure out maybe that we've fallen victim to something, what do we do right away? Is it a matter of like contacting our bank or our credit card companies? What should we do right away?
I'd say number one, exactly that. Contact your bank, your credit card companies, put a fraud alert out so you know it. File a report with the FTC. The sooner you can start to build a trail that says this was not you, the safer you are, or that you were the victim of a crime, the safer you are. And what I say to everybody always is get a free credit monitoring service, because whether it's a scam or somebody's bought your identity online and is impersonating you, the best way to know about it quickly is to have a monitoring service alert you.
All right, Brian, we really appreciate these tips. Thank you so much for being on WTOP this morning.
Thank you.
It is Intellicheck CEO Brian Lewis. Top stories that we're covering for you this morning on WTOP. President Biden tells the country the debt crisis has been averted. He'll sign that bipartisan bill today. A new superintendent chosen for Loudoun County Schools. The last leader was fired in December. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. It's now 7:18. Back to Mary DePompa in the traffic center.
All righty. Thanks, Kyle. And we'll go straight back into Maryland. If you're traveling I-270, a couple of issues to note through Rockville. In the local lanes, they were cleaning up the crash that was after 28. A single lane had been getting by. Watch for any authority direction. If you're traveling in the main lanes of 270 heading north under 28 towards Shady Grove, it's a work zone. They were blocking a right lane, not causing much of an issue on an early Saturday morning. That's it on Maryland. Big roads beyond this are doing okay. If you're to or from the Eastern Shore this morning, traveling 50 across the bay all the way to Queenstown and back. No two-way travel yet, two lanes each way, but no troubles to speak of. Inside of the Beltway, it's DC 295, heavy and slow to get past Pennsylvania Avenue, single lane. That is a work zone. And you're on the other side of the Potomac, 110 closed from 66 all the way into Pentagon City. We have the Armed Forces Cycling Classics, the Challenge Ride, underway. Various streets in Pentagon City will be under police direction with this event. Broadway stars Megan Hilty and Leah Salonga perform at Wolf Trap. That's Friday, June 16th. Tickets for Broadway in the Park are on sale now at wolftrap.org. Mary DePompa, WTOP Traffic.
All right, Mary, thanks. Now to 7 News First Alert meteorologist Jordan Evans.
We really need some rain out there, and the chances are there for your Saturday, but not very high, around 30 to 40% this afternoon. If you do get the rain, consider yourself lucky because we have drought conditions out there and a 6-inch rain deficit at Reagan National Airport. Rain will come to an end by sunset this evening. As we talk temperatures, we're in the 70s right now, 78 by 11 a.m. Afternoon highs around 82 degrees. Your evening temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s. Lows by tomorrow morning at 57 degrees and afternoon highs around 70 for the afternoon with drier air and lighter winds. I'm 7 News meteorologist Jordan Evans with First Alert Weather.
73 degrees right now in Chantilly, 72 in Penn Quarter, 73 in Columbia, Maryland. The forecast is brought to you by Len the Plumber, trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, for the second time this week, an eaglet falls from a nest. That's along the Dulles Greenway. We'll have details on that, 7:21.
Your car donation to Vehicles for Change is worth way more than just a tax deduction. Vehicles for Change repairs and provides cars to worthy families so they may gain and maintain a job. Most of our recipients are single mothers with small children. It is virtually impossible for them to navigate life without a car. In addition, we train individuals returning from prison to be auto mechanics. If you have a car to donate, please donate to Vehicles for Change at vehiclesforchange.org. Your car will be transformational for a local family.
Every year, close to 16,000 children in the U.S. are diagnosed with cancer. For 20 years, HopeCam has been providing computers and internet access to kids with cancer to keep them connected to friends and classmates during treatment. This year, we've launched our 20 Years of Hope campaign, hoping to raise funds to ensure that any child who requests HopeCam's services will never be denied. Your donations will help pediatric cancer patients feel less isolated. To make a donation or to learn more about HopeCam, please visit our website at www.hopecam.org.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says,
avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Breaking local news 24/7.
WTOP News.
It's 7:23. For the second time in a week, a bald eaglet fell from its nest along the Dulles Greenway.
It's been a rough week for Martin and Rosa's eaglets at the Dulles Greenway Bald Eagle's Nest in Leesburg. Monday, a portion of the nest collapsed, sending the eaglet known as DG4 to a wildlife rehab center for a checkup. But then Friday morning, Terry Hoffman with the Dulles Greenway said,
then all of a sudden I started receiving a message that the nest is down and the bird is down.
And boy, was it. A huge section of the nest fell out from under the feet of the oldest eaglet, DG3, who, like DG4, didn't seem to be hurt. Both birds are now being monitored in a flight training facility, and the remaining bird, DG5, is literally hanging in there.
But we're definitely on standby watching to see what happens with DG5 and the rest of the nest.
Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Well, do you have some home projects scheduled for this weekend? Home improvement guru Richard McCann says if you need to make a pipe repair at your house, you may need to learn how to solder. He has some tips on that.
I just got off the phone with my brother who lives one state away, so I can't really help him with any of the projects with his new home. He's trying to install a new faucet. Pretty cut and dry, especially if you're using PEX pipe and you have the tool to crimp all the rings. The problem came where the spout wasn't going to fit right, and that was all done in copper, and he asked me if he should solder in a new piece. Now, I started soldering pipe when I was in my teens. I still don't like doing it to this day, but there are a few tips. One, make sure the copper pipe, both ends, are as clean as possible, even if it's brand new pipe. Same thing goes for inside the fittings. You have to clean them out with a wire brush. Then, don't be afraid of the flux. Put it on there and heat the fitting, not the pipe. Everything will solder up tight, and you'll be doing a great job. I'm Richard McCann, and I am your home improvement guru.
Well, a retrial is on the way for two Maryland doctors accused of conspiring to help Russia shortly after its invasion of Ukraine. That's according to a court filing hours after a mistrial was declared in the case on Thursday. The Baltimore Sun reports the jury deadlocked after 2 days in the case of Dr. Anna Gabrielian and Dr. Jamie Lee Henry. Gabrielian is a former Johns Hopkins anesthesiologist. Henry is a major and physician in the Army. Both are charged with conspiring to aid Russia with providing the health information on several patients.
Sports at 25 and 55, powered by Red River. Technology decisions aren't black and white. Think red.
It is 7:25. Time for the update now. Rob Woodfork.
The Nationals and Mystics won at home in nearly identical fashion. The Nats blew a 6-run lead over the Phillies, but rebounded to win 8-7 on a Lane Thomas RBI single in the eighth. And Kyle Finnegan improved to 3-2 after pitching the last 1 2/3 scoreless innings. Dave Martinez loves to see it.
You know, that shows me something. The way these guys just are relentless about coming back and doing little things. You know, Alex Call with a walk and then a stolen base and then Lane battling to knock in those runs.
Likewise, the Mystics blew an 11-point lead, but clipped the Wings late for a 75-74 win over Dallas, in which Elena Deladon and Shakira Austin each had double-doubles. Maryland opened their NCAA baseball tournament run with a 7-2 victory over Northeastern, led by Nick LoRusso's 3-hit, 2 RBI game that makes him the first Division I player in 20 years to notch a 100 RBI season. The Terps have a 6 p.m. Saturday night date with Winston-Salem region top seed Wake Forest on the heels of their 12-0 romp of George Mason. The latest in the pending commander sale to the Josh Harris Group. The Washington Post reports Harris will meet with the NFL's 8-owner finance committee next week in what is considered the final hurdle before the transaction is officially put to a vote amongst all the owners. A source quoted in the Post report said the commander sale to Harris is in the 90% plus range done now and could be ratified by the owners late this month or early next month. Rob Woodfork, WTOP Sports.
All right, Rob, thanks so much. Coming up after traffic and weather.
Passing this budget agreement was critical. The stakes could not have been higher.
President Biden addresses the nation on the debt ceiling deal and a new superintendent.